We're with Sarah Montaquella, who's a sophomore at Valley City State University. She has a very interesting story for us today, and we look forward to hearing it. Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Sarah, we had run a story a little earlier on how you will be appearing in a new video with Mandisa, a Grammy Award-winning Christian gospel artist, but we kind of want to know the story first about how you got there, and it sounds like it's a very interesting journey that started out, ironically, I don't know if it started out, but an accident last summer came into play. Tell us a little bit about what happened last summer.
Yeah, absolutely. On August 31st of 2017, I was in a horse riding accident. And before that time, I had decided to be in the VCSU talent show doing sign language. I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do, but I knew I wanted to do it. And August 31st, like I said, I was in a horse riding accident. I got a mild concussion and a broken wrist, which took me out of everything for a full 2 weeks and some of my classes up to 5 to 6 weeks. Cool. And took me out of sign language for about 3 to 4 weeks. So during that time, I was able to find the song Bleed the Same, and that's when I kind of decided that that was what I was going to do.
That was the song that you were going to perform. But mm-hmm. So sign language, is this, tell us a little bit about your major. You're a music major at VCSU.
Yes.
How did you get the idea to do the learn American Sign Language? What comes first, the music or the sign language?
I want to combine the two. So what I want to do, when I was a freshman in high school, I saw another Christian artist named Chris Tomlin, and at that concert, there was a sign language interpreter who was interpreting the music, and when I saw that, I was like, that's what I want to do. So I want to be able to combine the two and do performance interpreting, but then also be able to teach hard of hearing and deaf students music to give them opportunities that they may not get otherwise.
Well, it's interesting that we had this story on last week, and then I was able to see the Grammys, and I saw a woman who was doing sign language for Pink at the Grammys, and I think I have that artist right, and it was interesting. So then I was thinking of you, and I said, now I knew this interview was coming up, and so I can't wait to... This is going to be Sarah Montaquella. Tell us a little bit about how the artist Mandisa selected you. How did that process come about?
That was definitely a God thing. After the talent show, after I performed, I had people that were asking me to put the song on YouTube. And so I threw it up on YouTube and just kind of waited to see what God was going to do with it, just wanted to make a difference. And I sent the link off to Mandisa to thank her for writing the song and to show her what I did. And a couple weeks later, she publicly commented on YouTube, "Aw, sweet Sarah, I am officially crying. Aw, sweet Sarah, I'm so blessed and incredibly honored to be watching this. Thank you for doing this."
Wow.
And then 2 weeks later, I got another comment on YouTube from someone in her managing company asking me to get a hold of them because they wanted to work on a project with me. That was on a Wednesday. By Thursday night, they offered to send me to Nashville.
That's incredible. How many hits have you had on YouTube?
I am over 2,500.
Wow.
I'm not sure the exact where I'm at this point, but I know I'm over 2,500.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Sarah Montaquella, who's a sophomore at Valley City State University, studying music education and also American Sign Language and interpreting. You had to learn that a little bit off campus by way of ECSU, right?
That's correct. I take classes collaboratively through Lake Region State College. So I'm able to take them over Ivan and over Skype so that I can still have those classes.
Oh, this is just great news. Now, where do you go from here? What's your next step with Mandisa? Have you had a chance to meet her?
I have not had a chance to meet her yet. That will happen in February. She was not able to be at the recording when I was there due to a tour. And so I have been given backstage passes to be able to meet her and Toby Mac in February.
This month of February, you'll be able to meet her then, huh?
Yep, February 25th. She has a concert in Minneapolis, so I get the opportunity to go to that.
That's great. Well, how do you envision, it's hard to say now, but this is a great experience for you. what do you envision as you go forward after this experience? What do you, as they say, what do you want to be when you grow up, right?
What I want to do is I just want to make a difference. And so I want to be able to show God's love to others through music and sign language, being able to give them opportunities that they never thought were possible, to allow people to see music and to see God's love through music, just different things like that. My goal in life is to make a difference, and that's what I hope to do with my sign language and my music.
So winning a contest at Valley City State during homecoming did mm-hmm. this.
Yes.
So they call it the VCAB.
VCAB, that's our Viking Campus Activities Board, and that's what brings all of our different activities and people to campus.
All right. Wow. That's fantastic. And have you performed other song?
I've done different things at different churches. There's a campus ministry called Vikings for Christ, and we go around every year and do something called Sacrifice of Praise, which is a worship team. And last year, I was able to do it for that. And now this year, I have a few other opportunities coming up, so you may see me around doing some sign language. So hopefully, that'll be a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, we wish you all the best in the future ahead here. This is a great opportunity. We'll probably hear some more. Hopefully, we'll see you on the national stage, maybe.
That would be very cool.
American Idol or something like that.
Huh? I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be wonderful. Well, thanks again, and maybe we can visit with you again with
that
another
would be
update
awesome.
Down there.
All that right. That would be awesome.
Thank you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm, thank
Sarah
you.
Monticuello, our guest today here on AM 1490 KOVC, and we're also on the FM dial now, 96.3 FM.